Candidate profiles for Port Moody Mayor were published to our website in alphabetical order. Megan Lottie. Age. Did not answer. Years as a Port Moody resident, 34. Occupation. City councillor, small business owner. Most recent civic, volunteer work? Member of City Council 1996 to 2011 and 2014 present. Website. Megan4Mayor.ca. Email. MeganLottie@MeganLottie.ca. Phone. 778-288-9874. Facebook. @CouncillorMeganLottie. Port Moody's got a lot on its plate for the next 4 years, from the redevelopment of its transit-oriented neighborhood around the Moody Center SkyTrain station, to finding space for pedestrians, cyclists and vehicles to move around the city safely and efficiently. But for mayoralty candidate Megan Lottie, none of those issues will be resolved unless members of council can work together, all rowing the civic boat toward a brighter future. A veteran councillor of 19 years, Lottie said that hasn't been happening since the current group of municipal representatives was elected in 2018. It all boils down to making people feel valued and included in the decision-making process, she said. Every one of us has contributed in a negative way. The dysfunction has manifested as marathon meetings in which little is resolved, conflict and even, on occasion, tears. The community has noticed. Survey. In the recently completed 2022 Citizen Survey, respondent satisfaction with the way Port Moody's municipal government is running the city is down 25 points from 2018, and only 52% of respondents said they're happy with council. Lottie said she has the experience and leadership ability to turn those results around. Fences need to be mended, and bridges have to be built, on council, with city staff, neighboring communities, regional partners and even the provincial government. But mostly with Port Moody's residents. Good governance is about being inclusive, she said. It's about being respectful and staying true to the original strategic plan that we have. Lottie said good governance starts with transparency. If elected mayor, she wants to bring back a weekly report of everything she's been up to. Being open. That kind of willingness to be open and not to hide something from council is really important, she said. From a foundation of trust and respect, Lottie said council will finally be able to move forward on some of the issues that will reshape the city over the next several years, like the redevelopment of Moody Center, addressing the housing needs of a diverse population, realizing the potential of the old fire hall site at the corner of Ioco Road and Murray Street that's been fallow for several years, enhancing the quality of life for residents with amenities like park space, as well as recreation and community facilities that aren't stretched to capacity or falling apart. Many of those issues are intertwined, she added. High-density development where it makes sense, like immediately adjacent to transit, will bring amenities like shopping, restaurants, perhaps a new kind of rec center. Infill development, like townhomes and six-story residential development a little further afield will help address the missing middle and bring more opportunities for affordable living. Public land, like the old fire hall site or the former landfill site on Barnett Highway, can be leveraged for needed facilities like seniors' housing, a new library and more park space. We need to make sure that whatever happens is reflective of Port Moody, Lottie said. It's not about giving developers whatever they want. It's about making sure that things are done on our terms.